just recently?
I didn't have reserves. Is that just recently?
Well, it's been going on for the last 3 years.
I'll be there.
Yes, sir. He's just, it's tragic. He's got this fellow who is just an all-out fanatic on utilities, who writes all the stuff, and then he goes over and some guy named Reiner, you know, wrote this book attacking all the utilities. And it's really sad. It's just sad. I talked to him when this thing, first I got word of it from Chuck Luce about his blast, and he just didn't make any sense on the telephone. Finally, I got him, you know, to straighten the thing out. But.
Well, I got you on this Latin American resolution. We wanted the Congress. I didn't need any authority to go to conference. I can go and make any agreements I want to and come back and recommend them. But I wanted to say the conference that in this country we felt like that this, if they would go and put several billion into it themselves and make all these sacrifices and put in these reforms, then we would go up to 300 million on it, and that the Congress had indicated that if these other folks delivered, Latin America delivered, and if I could make a case on authorization, and if I could make a case on appropriation, all right. Fulbright likes to hold up everything on account of Vietnam and slap us. The House passed it all right. When it got over there, well, he started fighting. Morris is just not up to him, and so they just got in a big mess now.
What do you want?
We prefer nothing. I just think they ought to say, well, if the Senate doesn't want the President to enter into any proposal, well, he'll just go sit and listen, and let's don't bring it up, and I just leave it where it is, and I think it'll have a bad effect on our country and on Latin America, but I don't think it'll have as bad effect as it would if it came out there and you got it passed 34 to 22 or close vote or something where it would be doubtful if I made a recommendation that it would be adopted. And so I told Morris that this morning, and I've tried to tell Mike. Mike was awful strong for it, but he had lost his mother-in-law or some mother.
Stepmother,
and he had to go west. And,
well, you don't want it up. Well,
no, I just prefer, and Fulbright says that he doesn't feel that the resolution's needed. Well, if the Senate doesn't want to consult, well, that's okay. I've made my attempt to consult, and they don't want to, and they don't want to express themselves, and all they're willing to say in a resolution is that they'll consider considering it. Well, you don't need a resolution.
We passed a lot of resolutions.
Oh, yeah. We did, and we did the Fulbright.
I know what this is about, anyway.
That's right. Fulbright resolution. In the House, you know.
Sure.
He passed one when he came to Congress. That's what made him famous.
You and I were there.
That's right. But, so...
For all of it.
That's right. If I were you, I'd say to the press, quietly and off the record, backgrounders, that Fulbright had his resolution, Vandenberg had his, and the administration just wanted to give Congress a chance to express itself, but if it refuses to do it and doesn't want to take a position, wants to be a eunuch, well, that's all right with the President. He'd go on and act without him. He doesn't need him, and... Fulbright's just being pettish in Vietnam, and I think we'll have to win that one and prove that he and Lippman were wrong.
Okay. President, I want one or two other things. I want you to know, you know, the night that the Ho Chi Minh letter came out, that I went on that CBS thing.
Yeah, I saw it. I thought you were excellent.
Well, I just pointed out that I said that Sam Johnson's not doing anything. If this proves anything, this is it.
I've got two or three more in the mails. We're trying every day with dignity. We can't do it. We can't do it otherwise. But this was the fifth attempt.
Right.
And you want to, I mean, the
well,
fifth.
I just hammered that one point.
That's right. That's
what you
right.
want to do. You get confusing when you get in a lot of detail. But
that's
they're
right.
saying Johnson's not doing anything about trying to get him to the conference table. Here's the best proof of it.
And the last one, Utah, I thought they kind of made an ass out of him.
Well, you've had two or three good weeks on Vietnam here with the fellow from Brook and Uthant and the Ho Chi Minh letter.
Those three were excellent.
And I just got back from the Bilderberg meeting in London. I was at Cambridge University for 4 days. And good reaction. Best way to report it is that they're not talking about Vietnam now. It's kind of on the back burner.
Good. I'm still working on our supersonic, trying to get these folks lined up, and I'm not making much progress.
President, we really got the vote, you know.
I doubt it. I doubt it. I understand both Kennedys are against you.
Well,
I understand that Morris is giving it hell. I understand Proxmire is giving it hell. I understand a good many of the Republicans are not sure. I understand that
We got over 60 votes positive.
Well, that's just what it looks like. Looks like you got 62, but when one old mayor goes the other way, they back out. Now, I'm waiting to see what Symington does. Russell says
I talked to him
that he will go with Symington. Symington's supposed to be making a speech one way or the other. Do you know what it's going
to
be?
Sir, I talked to him in the gym last night, Mr. President, and he said that, you know, his tendency is not to do anything on it. Just say nothing.
Why is he against it?
I don't know. Makes no sense. Well, it's a balance of payments. Balance of payments. Mm. Everything's a balance. Well, you've talked
well,
about
it. Well, but it's
all a balance of payments.
Isn't that our gain?
Sure, but he's got the reverse of it, you know. It's crazy. He thinks more people are going to travel. That argument doesn't make any sense. We'll pick up money. We'll pick up, if they have any luck at all, we'll pick up anywhere from $20 to $40 billion. And it just doesn't add up. It's like the troop issue, Mr. President. Cutting back on troops. It's going to cost us more to dual base, unless we're going to reduce the size of our army. On NATO, I mean, you know.
That's right.
It's going to cost us more.
I think that's right.
Well, now, whenever you want me to come down and talk to you about Black and regarding
I'll call you.
Luce wants to help you up there. You know,
know
he's a solid Democrat.
Okay, we'll get on.
And he can be useful next year.
Okay, all right.
Fine, sir.